400 Verse Treatise by Aryadeva. Chapter 7. Indicating Methods for Ridding Yourself of Craving for Pleasurable Objects That People Enjoy. This ocean of suffering has no end at all. Childish one, why do you not generate fear at being immersed in it? Your youth of the present has come behind your old age of the past, and will come once again ahead of it just after death. Even if you're proud of your youth, thinking it'll last, yet in this world, youth, old age, and death are like competitors in a race, vying to come first. Since in compulsive samsara, you don't have the power to guarantee another better rebirth as you wish, what intelligent person would not have fear being under the power of something else, namely karmic impulses and disturbing emotions? There'll be no end in the future to your recurring samsaric rebirths if you make no effort now. Indeed, in all lives, you've remained an ordinary being. So make your life be not meaningless like that. Don't become the same as you've been in the past. The occurrence of a proper listener, teachings to be listened to, and one to explain them is extremely rare to find. Therefore, in short, though recurring samsara won't be endless if these conditions come together, it'll have no end if they're not. Most people are not pure, but are fully inclined toward the direction of destructive behavior. Therefore, most ordinary people will definitely go to worse rebirth states. The suffering of people on this earth, which is the ripening of their negative karmic debts, is seen to vie only with that of the joyless hell realms. Therefore, compulsive samsaric existence appears the same as a slaughtering ground to the hallowed. The suffering of people on this earth, which is the ripening of their negative karmic debts, is seen to vie only with that of the joyless hell realms. Therefore, compulsive samsaric existence appears the same as a slaughtering ground to the hallowed Aryas. If you become mad from your mind not remaining under your control, what wise person would consider as not mad someone still living a compulsive samsaric existence? When you try to turn away from the suffering of excessive walking and so on by sitting down and so forth, the pleasure of relief is seen eventually to decline. Therefore, those with intelligence should enhance their minds to exhaust all their throwing karma. When a first cause of even one result, such as the mind, does not appear, at such a time, at seeing the extensive results of even a single negative action, in whom would the fear of recurring samsaric existence not arise? There's no certainty that all worldly karmic fruits such as prosperity will come about, and since even if they do come about, they will come to an end, why destroy yourself for their sake? Worldly actions done with effort, once they are done, will disintegrate without any effort. As this naturally happens, won't you ever distance yourself from attachment to worldly actions? There's no happiness to be had in the consciousness of the past, since it's already ceased, nor is there in that of the future, for it hasn't yet occurred. It's the same with that of the present, too, since it will come to pass. Therefore, for what reason do you make all this effort in karmic actions for worldly pleasure? The wise generate fear even for higher status states of rebirth, the same as they do for the joyless hell realms. It's rare for them not to generate fear for any situation anywhere in compulsive samsaric existence. If even childish beings come to understand the sufferings of recurring samsara in all situations, as the Aryas do who realize voidness, at that very moment their minds as ordinary beings will simultaneously cease for sure. Limited beings with arrogance aren't rare, and as those with arrogance have no compassion, it's therefore said that it's extremely hard for them to go from brighter to brighter rebirth states. When you turn your mind from pleasurable objects in this life because of wishing for higher rebirth, it's well known that in future lives you'll still be focused on them. As this is a distorted Dharma practice, for what reason should this be accepted as correct? After all, when you have luxurious objects as a result of positive karmic force, you must protect them from being stolen by others. So how can anyone who must always guard his wealth from being ruined even by other factors such as the elements ever come to be his own master? Although you may follow as a Dharma practice any kind of worldly social custom such as a marriage ceremony, yet customs change, and because of that, although worldly customs may seem stronger than Dharma ones, don't be lured. Although pleasurable objects may come to your mind's enjoyment as a result of constructive acts, Nevertheless, as even those objects are considered badly by those wishing liberation, what need for them for those who would accomplish something constructive? Anyone who gives up these sources of distraction really becomes virtuous. Anyone who, due to his having control of his mind, has no need for worldly power and authority, for him, Dharma practices to gain such power become meaningless. Anyone who has interest in worldly power and authority is called but a fool among the people. If you crave and desire to practice the Dharma from seeing fruits of prosperity coming from it in the future, well, if you who are so desirous could see the worst rebirths that are awaiting at the end of this future prosperous life, how could you do this and not be afraid? Doing positive actions for a reward is in all ways the same as being attached to a salary. How could anyone who accepts that any constructive actions done like that are also only causes for further samsara ever commit destructive acts? But those who see wandering beings to be like illusory people, similar to creations from a collection of mechanical devices, go to a hallowed, extremely radiant state of the supreme achievement, enlightenment. Therefore, for those who, seeing reality, find no joy whatsoever in any pleasurable object of recurring samsara, joy in any situation in it is something totally inappropriate.